Yehuna Kufla Meches again. In the last teretz was that the maker of the stira about Shishim. They're talking about this mona now that has 40 sloim to it. So the year the mona in the pras was the Hevelay Shishim. So Mora says, but Tana Tuna being a proof of this. Then Mora has a question on top, but Tana Tuna, does anybody learn like that, that mona ben aboyim sloim? You ever hear like that, that a mona's worth should be 40 sloim? It's a tremendous amount. So Mora says, in yes, we want to learn like this. Yotnam, learn like this. Chamas Chadosha. Somebody has a new flask, a Chamas Chadosha. Even though it doesn't have a hole that it could take remainim, still tohir, still it's tohir. So Rashi learns it means chamas chadosh means shall or a new flask. Shall I go matfiroso? You didn't finish solving it completely yet, and you left over one crack. So Chiddush says even though that crack that's left over, it's not big enough that a pomegranate could fall through, and usually it's not. It's still matama. But here it's Torah. Rashi says, what? Lenigmu malachta, just never finished yet. You didn't finish making the flask, so therefore it's not called the Kli, therefore it still remains Torah. What's going to be the Gemara says, Tofra? Let's say you finished sewing it completely. So now with Chalapon at the Shem Kli, and then Benikra, then later it ripped, so now Shiura Kamei to remain. Now the Shiura is as long as the rip is not big enough that a pomegranate could go through, so it would remain a Tomei. But if it's big enough that pomegranates could go through, that's Mavato the Shem Kli, then it's Torah. Now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Kipkiyos Shel Shesi, it has to be big enough. Rashi says the shield, the Kriyas Kli, how big does the rip in this flask have to be to make it Torah? Kishemaitse Pekiyos Shel Shesi. That's like the wharf. When you sew, the Shesi has the threads that go up and down, so the Pekiyos, that's like the ball that holds the thread on it. So that could go through the hole, that's big enough to make a Torah. Now, achas me'arba b'mono, it's one from four of a mono, which is ben aboyim sloyim, that each mono is as big as 40 sloyim. So chitzi, you see that a mono could be 40 sloyim. I'll tell us before also then. The theory was, one place of Yochanan says 60, one place he says that you give 1/6. So the kashrus, if you have to start off with 16 and give away 1/6, yeah, well, so it's way too little. So because you only have a mono pras, that was a teretz. Then you have to give 1/60th to the kohen. You have to give. So if you only have to have just a mono pras, it's too small. So as a teretz now, no, the mono and the pras is also 60. So 1/60th is one teller's worth. That's a shear to give the rishis hagayis. Then it says the common loy. How much do you give to the zekayin? The Torah went like this: loy shall yilbenu v'yitnen aloy. The Mishnah says you should give them white and not dirty ones. So not that it means to say that you have to whiten it first; you have to wash them. Loy shall yilbenen v'yitnen aloy. Not that the Yisrael first has to whiten and wash out the wool and then give it to the kayin. Ela means like this: that shall yilbenenu kayin v'yamad al chomis sloyim. You have to give him 5 sloyim worth of wool, but you have to give him a drop more because the kohen is going to have to wash it off to bleach it like, to get it white. And when you do that, you lose some of it. So you have to give him enough now that when he, the kohen, will whiten it, there'll still be enough of chomis sloyim left over. That's how much wool, ratios I guess, you have to give him to start out with. Then it says in the Mishnah, the last is beggar cotton. The kohen has to have enough wool that he can make a small beged from it. How do we know this? On Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk right after this Pashas of Reishas HaGeiz. The Rashi says, Bos of Reishas HaGeiz Ksiv, right after it says, Ki boy bach Hashem mekosh of Techom, Lamed L'Shoras. So the Pasuk says, Lamed L'Shoras. Stand up and do Shiris means the Kohen to do the Avodah. So Hidashna means, Dover Shiroi L'Shoras, has to be something that's fit to do Shiris, to do work with, to do the Kohen should do Avodah with. My knee, what is that? That's the Yavnet. But that's the smallest beggar. Rashi says, "Shu katan shu big dekuna." That's the smallest beggar of the kain. The kinnul rabban shu yochol is michom sloyim sema. Out of 5 sloyim worth of wool, you can make this gatol. Shu ein kulit sema, because the whole thing wasn't sema anyway. It was made from klayim. So therefore, 5 sloyim of sema would be enough to make the gatol that a kain wore. The most delicious. Aim a mill. Why don't you say that you have to give him enough wool to make a whole robe, to make a mill? Gemara says, because that's also big day kuna. Gemara says, no. The klal always is, tefasta merubalei tefasta. Don't grab too much, but tefasta more tefasta. If you grab a smaller amount, that to be able to keep. Here also, to say you have to make the size of the mill, that's too big. Therefore, rather believe the smaller size of an avne. Why not say then, kippa shel tzemer? There's even a smaller amount. There's this kippa, like this hat, made out of wool, or the yarmulke a little bit. The tiny but don't like this. Kippa shel tzemer, there's a small cloth of wool. Hoistumanachas peresh kohen gadol. The kohen gadol used to put on his forehead, like, for your little tzitz, and on top of that, there was a tzitz that he wore. Nosem. Lekayim Hashem, to make kind what the Pasuk says,
Vesam toisa.
One second. Again, Lekayim Hashem, the Pasuk says, Vesam toisa yal psil techeles. The mash from the tzitz itself goes on a psil techeles. So it was a little keeper, like a little lower covering on his head that the tzitz went on top of. So maybe that's enough. The Rashi says this was Shimuetes miyad, is even smaller than the Yavmate. Yeah, so man, that was also part of the big day Shiras. So maybe that's how much wool you have to give me, even a smaller amount. So Mora says no. Mora says, on my crow, who will bonif? You have to give him something that who will bonif. So Dashin Dover has Shobo, Liyawan al bonif. Has to be something that's fit even for regular Kayin, not just something that's fit for Kayin Godel. So Mora says, Avnet Nami, Lay Shobo, the Chur Avnet also is not Shobo. Rashi says, the Tisayin of the Kayin head each year. So the Chur about the Avnet also, let's see. Mora says, Avnet Nami. Why? If you learn that the Kohen Gadol wore was not the same one the Kohen Hedjit wore, then it's good. That the same Avnet, the same Gadol the Kohen Gadol wore was the same thing that the Kohen Hedjit wore, then Michael, then what can you say? So it says, Shame Avnet Biyolam Rakoponim, it's one name. It's called an avnet. So Rashi explains like this. Rashi says, "Honich leman diyama avnet shekain gadol diyama kipurim shubutz, which is made out of wool." Kedeshiv it says of the avnet the bad yachor. That's made out of linen. I mean, okay. That avnet shekain gadol they wore on Yom Kippur shubutz made out of linen. Yeah, of avnet bad yachor. So we learn loyzel avnet shekain. That's not the same avnet the Kohen Hedjit wore. Shel kol hashana. So who heavy shall climb? Because the regular avnet that the Kohen Hedjit wore had climb, had some wool in it. Therefore, the chiksev mentions avnet the climb, then the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjit, the cholashonik says it's going the rest of the year. But the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of boots. So Rashi says shaper mishkacha shava Aaron ubonov the avnet shall tzemer again shall shah yomer sashana. That's something Shabbat both wore the same thing. And the rest of the year, a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedjit wore the same type of an avnet, which was made out of klayim, which had wool in it. Then it's good. They both wore the same thing, so it's a gospel that applies to both. But Ela, Rashi Laman, there was avnet to Shabbat Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippurim, Kosher Hu BeHedjit, that's Kosher Hedjit, we're also, Kol HaShonon, the Chik Siv Avnet, the klayim, Kavi Pashas, Big Day Kohen Gadol, if I declare to Atman the Yomah, that the avnet the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was the same type of an avnet the Kohen Hedjit wore the whole year. So it comes out then what type of an avnet did the Kohen Hedjit wear? Only made out of linen, not made out of wool. So which avnet was made out of wool? Only the regular one that the Kohen Gadol wore, but not the one that the Kohen Hedjit wore. So thought again at the Kasha, that this wool you're giving to make the avnet was only for a Kohen Gadol's avnet garthel, and not for Kohen Hedjit's. So again, it's not called Shavu, who will bonif? And this the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says that I call upon him, Shem Avnet Yerlam. Even though true, this Avnet, you're giving the wool, was only for Kohen Gadol, but the name of an Avnet, this type of a Garatha like, even the Kohen Hedjit also wore. So it's called one Avnet, it's okay. Then the Gemara says, Mishnah says, well, he speak to Litna, you didn't have time to give it to the Kohen yet. If you dyed it, so then you're parted from giving it. Well, it is, Litna went like this. What's going to be Gozaz or Mochar Rishayna? Let's say you were Gozaz, you sheared off wool, and then you sold that amount of wool. Rashi says, Gozaz Mochar Rishayna, Rishayna hoyu Moichar Li'acha Gizoso, Miyad, Kodim Shatir Chomis Gizin. That is, you have five sheep, and you shared off one, and right away you sold that wool. So v'chizdu v'amecha, v'chizdu olti chayiv v'reshes ha-geiz. While Rashi has the geiz, sayin chom rachmano. V'ikad v'shav gizo kolechad hoise shloi. At the time when you started to shear off even the first one, you owned five sheep. Therefore, this first shearing off is also mechuyiv in reshes ha-geiz. Even though before you sheared off the second one, you already sold the first wool. V'chizdu holstu yichayiv. We have no samarosh yom apota. No, we hold apota. So like this, Rav Chizda Ramachayiv to Gozar, because Lamaisi you cut off five sheep, you shared off five sheep that belong to you. Therefore, with that wool, it's chalachi of Rosh Hashanah. Whoever owns it has to give it to the Kain. We have no samarosh yom apota. No, the yidna to kamol is you at the time when you finish shaving off the fifth one. Being in tzaincha at that time still has to belong to you. The lekka doesn't belong to you anymore. Which is bidna the kor molish you the chomish soin shay de giza achamishes whom is chayev the aborishin is only after you shared off the fifth one that now you chayev to give him all these four for first four. So when you finish shaving off the fifth one, he shayev to lehevei mitzayin shalei didn't belong to you anymore. So if you be potter, so that's not like this. They go boss the beginning when you shared it off. They go boss at the end of the fifth one. Tanan grunt in our mishnah. Halakeach geit sonish lobe gechavim. If you buy off the wool off a guy, put the marishas a geit. Why? Because it didn't come from your sheep. Mashmado hot sonoi ligzois. If you would buy the sheep off the guy, almanach that you should share it off, then chayiv. So the question was amai. Kochoda vechoda bosa gizo nof klem rishusei. Like you're only buying the sheep almanach to be able to share off the wool. But as soon as you finish shearing off, let's say, the first wool of the first sheep, that sheep goes back to the guy. And still it says, Yechayev over here. So it should be Kasha on Reb Nosson Babayshia. Because here, by the time you finish shaving off the fifth one, the first ones don't belong to you anymore. So first, it could be that's not the case. Tirgma Reb Chid, even Reb Chid himself will answer this question. Ali with Reb Nosson Babayshia, according to Reb Nosson Babayshia, the case is Kagoyin, She Hiknon Loi Kol Shleishim Yoyim. So when you bought the sheep off the guy to shear off, not just for the time you're shearing off the wool, but for a while afterwards, so 30 days of Lavdaka, Rashi says, but kids, even after you finish shearing off the fifth one, you still own the first four. So here, according to everybody, you'll be chayiv v'reishis ha-geiz. Rav Eishi only says, at the time when you buy the fifth one, you don't own the first one anymore, that's a problem. Then the Mishnah says, lakeach geiz chen ha-shechaveiro. If you buy though the wool off your chaver, so then it says that you have to take off reishis ha-geiz. So Mor says, man time, who's the time of the Mishnah holds the heichod the ikosh yurei gabei meicher bosa meicher atlinim. But the Mishnah's case was the first owner shaved off, let's say, five sheep, and he has a large amount of wool. So it was a chiyuv to give reishis ha-geiz, and then he sold most of his wool to another Jew. So the Mishnah said that if there's some left over by the meicher, the seller, he has to give from that the reishis ha-geiz, not the lekeich. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Who holds like this svara? They say the kol heichah, the ikish yurei, kabi meich, go boss of the meicher, ye boss of meicher binim. So Mor says, Amrav chiz, atay Rav Yudi, goes according to Rav Yudi, Rav Yudi. There's none, we learn like this. Ha meicher kal cheilan, b'teich sadehu. If you sell a tree, a cloth, that's the stalk, you sell a small tree to somebody else, but in the middle of your field, so noisen peya v'cholechad v'yechad, he has to give off peya from each one separately. Each one is called like his own a field. Like the klachim, it says ilonis atzman lokach im perasei lochim lochad loshin kalkish and sadizu. Yeah. So Rashi says there's noisen lekeach, the one that bought the tree, he has to give off peya mikol ilan bilan k'desev loy teparach rechom. He doesn't own the field. Because if the field would belong to him, he only has to leave over one time pay. Pay is a mitzvah at the end of the field, leave over something for the neim. But here all you bought was just the trees. So each tree like is like a thing by itself. So each tree there's a mitzvah to leave over some part of it to the neim. That's what it says again. If you buy or you sell trees, not the field, just the trees, so the one that buys it has to go pay from each one separately. Om Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, Amos the Romans said, Bizman Shaloi Shaya Bal HaSoda, when the Bal HaSoda did not leave over any trees for himself. He doesn't own one tree for himself. Then lekech hasiv ofteya. Avusha yebal hasodah. But let's say the owner of the fields left over a tree for himself, even one tree left over. So then noisen pay alakil. Then the moicher, he has to leave pay on his one tree for everything. You see this svara that the moicher, if he has something left over, we say the mitzvah is still on what he has left over. Here also, it's a gedel, like it's all considered one big field, negate his one tree, and if you leave over pay, it just miss one tree. Oh, Malay Rob, Rabbi is back. I've a mahu the yom, you yourself said, vushischo baha sod elixir. It has to be that the baha sod is started to cut down first. Rashi says, hazroyim koidim mechiris ilonis. It has to be that he started to cut down before he sold the fields. Because once you start cutting down your fields, then he shot, Rashi says, mechayim b'peya. When you start to cut down the fruits or the pears of your field, at that time it's chalachiv to leave over one part for the neim. Opeya didi shaita chaz lemifta kula sada. Therefore, that one time you left over a drop, would have potted everything, so you have to do it. Oniyo kiloi shayim midi, if you don't leave over anything, then it's talik midi, you have no more pelas ilan. Therefore, there's no more v'yein pas zeroyim patrosim. Then the pay on the zeroyim doesn't part of the fields, the trees, because you don't own the trees at all. Here's all this question. His question was, again, Omale Rava Bamaru, you said, Rush Yitzchu Balasod Elikzer. You have to start cutting it down. Now, the Chita maybe tell me, Hochinam here also, Rush Yitzchu Ligzois. Then maybe the Mishnah also, it means that the Meicher started to cut down already. He started to shear off. That's what we're talking about. Samara says no. Bishle Mosim is good over there by Taya. Over Kutzrachem has Katir Atzrachem Ksiv. There it says when you start to cut down your field. So Darshan me idna the Aschalik, the time when you start cutting it down, Mechayim Bekulei, Sada, then you have it leave over Taya for no field. So long as the owner started to cut down before he sold it, the Chi was Chal upon him for the whole field, he could take off one for everything. Elohocho meidn the diaschul megas lemechayev bekulei edrei. When you first start to shear off a little bit, you're not chayev to give off reshes against from your whole flock yet. It's only when after you shave off five sheep, then it's chalachiv. But just the fact you start to do a little bit doesn't mechayev no thing. If so, even if the owner would have started to shear off one sheep, so what? It's not mechayvim to give reshes against from the rest of it. So therefore, if he sells the rest of the sheep, even though he leaves over some for himself, why do we say he has to give off? Maybe no. Maybe what he sold, that person takes care of. So when it's like this, truth, so from this proof, this review, there wouldn't be any proof from here from Peya. Because here Peya is different, that once you start to cut down, the chiv was already chal. But over here, by this reshes against, the chiv is not chal yet. So when it's rather, Ella rather, all my rubbers like this. Hi Tanu, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to this Tanu. Hi Tanu, the Tanan learned like this. Omaloi mocholi b'nei meyeho shepar. Somebody, Yisrael, goes over to a butcher, to a sheikh, and says, I want to buy the insides of this cow. For all your ben matonis, and inside the insides was the cave, was the stomach. The loch was, even though you bought the insides, nois to the kohen. It says that the buyer now has to give that cave or the stomach to the kohen. And the aim and not live in the dumb, you can't deduct from the price. Because it's normal, like you bought the insides and you knew the insides have the mitzvah of matnas kunus. So it's like you bought it, you have to give it. What's going to be the lokach of the mishko you bought with him with weight? He bought, say, a pound of it. Then nois to lekoin, he gives to lekoin. Or menakel live in the dumb, you say, then you have the right to deduct from the price. If you said to the butcher, I want you to sell me a pound of meat, so you meant meat that you could eat. And if in that town he gave you part of the stomach, see, true, you have the matana now, you have to give it to the kohen, but you have a right to deduct from the price. That's not what you wanted to pay. You have a right to menakolim and adam to deduct from the price. Alma, what do we see? Matana is the kohen, leim is davin insha. The people do not